Hey friend, welcome back to the show. Do you ever feel like you're wasting months or even years of your life waiting to feel better? Do you think you have to kind of wait until you reconcile with your child in order to feel happy? If so, this episode is for you. Come on in and grab a comfy spot because I have some thoughts I want to share with you about lifting your mood even when you are estranged from your son or daughter. Let's talk about it. Hey friend, welcome to the Estranged Mom Coach podcast. Are you going through a family estrangement from your adult son or daughter? Do you wonder why your child cut you off, if there's a way to save the relationship, or how you can ever feel happy again? You can only distract yourself and avoid thinking about it for so long, and then it hits you all over again. How can this be happening? I'm Jenny Good. I'm a certified coach trained in mindset neuroscience, family estrangement, and emotional healing. I'm also a mom who's been through adult-child estrangement and reconciliation. I teach Christian estranged moms how to increase their odds of reconciling with their child and how to achieve emotional healing and happiness in the meantime. And we do it from a biblical perspective. So grab your tea, pop in your AirPods, and exhale. Welcome home, sister mom. It's gonna be okay. Quick disclaimer, I am a certified coach, not a therapist. If you think you're suffering from a mental health disorder, please seek help from a licensed therapist or call 911. Hello, friend. Come on in. I am so glad that you're here. I've been thinking about wasted time. We waste so much time waiting until something happens that we believe will make us happy. We think we'll be happy, for instance, when we lose the 20 pounds, or when we meet the right person, or when we make a certain amount of money. We think we cannot have happiness until we pay off the house, get the kids through college, or reconcile with an estranged adult child. Any of those things are good goals to have, and they probably do bring some level of happiness, especially reconciling with an estranged adult child. But here are two things. Number one, if you don't have a healed and whole heart within you, meeting those goals, even reconciliation, will not bring full happiness. Number two, it is not God's will for you to put your life on hold pending your child's approval of you. I know that when you're in the deep valley of estrangement, it might be hard to imagine feeling happiness. And it's okay if you can't yet fully wrap your mind around being happy while being estranged. When I'm working with estranged mothers, something I teach them is the laddering up technique. You might feel like a better thought is just too far out of reach in that moment. So instead of trying to force yourself into a Pollyanna frame of mind, you look for the thought that's just one step up the ladder better than the thought you have right now. And how do you know when it's a better thought? Because you feel better than you do when you think that lower quality thought. If you're walking with Jesus and living in His will, disempowering thoughts that rob you of enjoying the gift of life are what I call low-quality thoughts. It's His breath in your lungs, and your child should not get to cancel out the joy of that gift. If you cannot fully embrace the thought of being joyful, you can embrace lifting your mood, because that doesn't require total joy. It just requires one step up the ladder better. It doesn't have to go all the way from way down low up to glitter and daisies, but you can ladder up to an elevated mood. Go ahead and grab your journal and a pen. If you need to pause me here so you can get your journal and something to write with, go ahead and do that and come right back. If you're doing something and you can't write right now, then just go ahead and listen through the episode and come back later when you do have the opportunity to write it down and listen again. So let's begin with believing this thought. I have the ability to lift my mood with what I have available to me right where I am today. Write that at the top of a page in your journal. I have the ability to lift my mood with what I have available to me right where I am today. Really feel what it feels like to believe that in your body and in your heart. Allow it to be true. Allow yourself to believe it. Does it feel like hope? Maybe it feels like peace or relief. Whatever positive feeling that thought brings to you, embrace it and allow yourself to have that good feeling. So we're going to transition from that thought into some ways that you can elevate your mood. But what I want you to catch here is that just by believing you can feel better, you automatically do begin to feel better. Jesus tells us in the Bible that what we focus on is important. Our brains are amazing things. If you're hearing this and you're getting on board with this idea that you can direct your thoughts and manage your brain, even when you're estranged, I would love to teach you how to take it to a deeper level. A level where we talk about how you can greatly influence the outcome of your estrangement by learning to manage your thoughts and getting your mind to work for you instead of against you. I teach my clients a 5-step process to take thoughts captive, find the thoughts that serve them better, and bring themselves out of any trigger. We do this before working on communication techniques or making your reconciliation plan, because how you manage your mind will greatly determine if you're successful in the reconciliation. If this is resonating and you want to know more, let's have a conversation. Go to theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule and apply for your free consultation call. So, how do you elevate your mood when you're estranged from your child? We've established that one major way is through the thoughts that you choose to believe. Every single day, write down one thought that you will focus on for that day that makes you feel empowered and happier. Before you write it down, pray and ask Jesus to give you the exact thought that he wants you to concentrate on for that day. I believe the earlier in the day that you do this, the better, because if you don't set the tone for your day, the devil will try to do it for you. The second way you can elevate your mood is to bring fresh flowers into your living space. You do not need to wait for anyone else to give you flowers. You can give them to yourself. Get some colorful flowers and put them in a special vase. Sit them where you'll see them often. It is hard not to smile every time you walk past those flowers. And the more you smile, the more you actually elevate your mood. The third way to bring your mood up a notch is to declutter your space. You don't have to tackle a huge project all at once if you don't want to. It could be organizing your kitchen pantry or a junk drawer. Maybe you donate some excess clothing or clean out the car and give it a good vacuum and wipe down inside. Decluttering helps you feel more in control, organized, and calm. Another way to lift your mood is to treat your sense of smell. I love Swan Creek candles in Dutch apple pie or vanilla pound cake. So good. They also have wax melts in case you're more of a wax warmer kind of gal. Try some essential oils, wax melts, or candles to give your mood a boost as you relax with a book or a hot cup of tea. Some scents to try are sandalwood, lavender, vanilla, or rose. There's a gal with a website at thehippiefarmer.com. Hippie is spelled H-I-P-P-I-E in that domain. And she makes a goat milk soap in a scent called Bali Breeze. It feels so cheerful and so happy. Check it out and see if you agree. Okay, here's my final tip for elevating your mood for this episode. Get yourself around positive people who make you feel accepted and loved. This boosts your serotonin levels, and you tend to take on the traits of the people that you spend a lot of time with. So you want to make sure those people are good, positive folks. If you would like to hang out with some kind Christian women who understand estrangement firsthand, I invite you to join us in the private Facebook support group. And I'm just going to tell you, it is not like most estrangement support groups on Facebook. We don't do overly negative. We don't do arguments. We don't do bashing the estranged adult children. From a biblical perspective, we do empowerment, radical love, forgiveness, hope, and kindness. If that sounds like something you want to be a part of, go to estrangedmoms.community and join us. It's private, it's free, and it's gentle. Okay, friend, that is what I have for you this time, and I hope it blesses you. Hey, Sister Mom, thanks for spending time with me. If this podcast inspired you, helped you, or blessed you in some way, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could be edified by it too. Also, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps more moms like us find and be blessed by the show. Remember, you are a daughter of the Most High King, and you are not alone.